Item 10, miscellaneous staff report. Gail?
Just a few things. One, the November 21st board meeting, I'm looking at doing it offsite at the Pleasant Hill Community Center. You may remember a little while back we did an investment education session there. I'm looking at having the board meeting there, and we'll do part of the day will be investment education as well as some other items as well.
So that's Thanksgiving week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just FYI for people, I don't know, people have vacation or travel schedules, you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah. And we have been, we wrapped up interviews for the investment legal counsel. So we're currently in the process of evaluating those firms. We'll have something back to the board in the near future. ICON has arrived, and they've been working on doing a review. They just started doing a review of our pension system data. We have a new member services manager. I think I may have mentioned him before, but he actually started last week, and he's on site. This is Colin Bishop. He comes to us from the San Mateo County Pension Plan. So welcome, Colin.
Welcome.
Where are you from, Colin?
San Mateo.
From San Mateo County, from their pension system over there.
San Mateo.
Yes, San Mateo. Sam, sir.
Welcome. Hearing aids in your...
You know, I left them home this morning. I did. You can tell,
I
right?
know you did.
You can tell,
this
right?
This is a tough room.
I know that feeling.
It's a tough room.
Yeah, I know. They don't give me any slack. I know. Anything.
And Cicera is in the middle of a food drive to support the Food Bank of Solano and Contra Costa. That is ending the end of September. So thank you to the trustees who've already donated. Those that haven't, you can still bring donations to the one of the September meetings. And I think that's all I have.
Okay.
Louis willing to share with you.
Karen?
Remember what I asked you earlier?
Thank you.
Tim?
Couple personnel updates to managers, and none of these are critical, but I got to rattle them off here. CPA. At DFA, their co-CEO announced his retirement at the end of September, so they're elevating their co-CIO to the co-CEO. DFA has followed this duality position within leadership for the past 6 or 7 years. So Eduardo Repetto is retiring, and Gerard O'Reilly is stepping up into the co-CEO position. Not directly impactful to our portfolio. At William Blair, Michelle Seitz is the head of investment management, has resigned from the firm. Her role or her impact on our William Blair portfolio was really, she was head of the investment committee, so kind of the broad governance there. Our PM structure, which has had some changes over the past couple of years, remains stable today. They are searching for a internal replacement for the head of the investment management right now, but the CEO has stepped in to be head of the investment committee. Folks who've been there for a long time. At Angelo Gordon, Gavin Baera left. He was the head of distressed debt. This would have only impacted our Angelo Gordon Energy Credit Fund, but they didn't do any distressed debt within the Energy Credit Fund, and the commitment period for that is over. So, again, no direct impact to our portfolios. And finally, at Torchlight, one of their CMBS acquisitions folks, Steve Schwartz, left the firm to join a private equity company. They still have Sam Chang, who was the other side of the CMBS acquisition piece there. And leadership from that point up remains stable. And spoke with Dan. He's sorry to see Steve go, but he's not seeing any material impact in their sourcing capabilities today.
When was Steve there?
2011, he joined. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Ann. Okay, Christina.
You should have received an email from me if you're one of the 7 trustees that currently pays into Social Security. It was the notice for the referendum vote that will have November 16th, deciding if the Cicera staff will participate in Social Security or not. There is an educational workshop here in the boardroom on the 29th. When CalPERS and hopefully Social Security will be here, so if you're interested, you could come to 10 to 12.
What time, November, 10 to 12?
10 to 12.
November 16th is also, that's one of the SACRS days, So absentee ballots will be available. You have to request them. And
absentee ballots, can we get them from you, or are you going to mail them?
Did she say November
29th? Yeah, you can request
them
starting November
1st.
From you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm moving to send out
November 16th.
Saying this is a good time to request them.
Yeah, maybe it's November 1st. Yeah, because I know we have some time.
That's well
done. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Raleigh? Colin?
Nothing to report.
Henry?
Just a quick one. I think we may have talked about this some time ago, but the report that gets prepared for the employers on the pension liability called GASB 68, we had made arrangements that the employer districts were going to reimburse for their share of the cost. We submitted invoices out to districts for the 2015 report. The first one, we gave them the first year as a pass, so it's a freebie, but the it was about 32,000 in fees that went out to employers, and some had questions about the documentation, what was the nature, and how was it updated. We furnished that out, so we're starting to see reimbursement for that. The 2016 report is out in draft, and we're going to be updating fees and turn them over to the district, so in case somebody says, hey, what's this invoice about? That's what it's about.
I paid, right?
You're paid?
Did I pay?
I'm trying to check. I need to talk to my accountant.
Did you or you mean your employer?
Well, that's what I meant. Yes.
And I do want to acknowledge Henry. Yesterday at our all-staff meeting, he did a really nice presentation to all staff on the CAFR. It's something that I've done since I've been here, but this year it was his turn at it. And he did a nice job in doing a brief overview of why you have a CAFR, and went over briefly the five different sections of it. So,
good job.
We do a monthly training at all of our all staff meetings to increase awareness and information and have a common understanding by all employees of what we're doing here and their part and the impact that they have on the plan. Obviously that hopefully increases engagement, increases their motivation and commitment to Sisera. So.
Good job.
Thank you, Henry.
And that GASB 68, is that going to be at our next meeting?
It is.
Okay.
And we will have a management discussion about maybe if we can release the draft so we can help out the accounting departments with that available so they can get started. Another little point, too. The $293 million in prepayments that Tim mentioned in his cash flow report, most of those employers paid electronically. Okay, so the money was getting here quickly.
Is that a shot at me, Henry?
No.
I had already cut the check. I'm sorry.
We already talked about the other side of most is.
Man,
you know,
I'm sorry.
Plus, there's no, but yours I heard the hand bounce. Delivered.
That hand delivered.
You shake your hand and say hello.
Exactly.
That was great.
But the downside was that three of the agencies paid in Bitcoin. Is it?
But it's a mechanism because that money is counted for on this side. So it's part of the joining the new technology and taking advantage of borrowing money. So thank you.
And next year.
Thank you very much.
Next year. Okay. Outside professionals report. Ed?
Yes, just one quick update. So we're looking forward to hosting several of you at our upcoming client summit. We do want to be sensitive to the number of people who can attend. We currently have five registered, five of the trustees.
You're only supposed to have, is one of them a staff member, though?
No.
Staff's not included.
So you're only supposed to have four.
So we have Rusty, Todd, Sean, Louie, and Will. And I don't know if there's something like if anyone's only attending day one and someone else is only attending day two, I think that would probably get us over the hurdle, but just wanted to make sure we address it up front before we cross the line of something.
So we have to draw straws?
What's that? Yeah.
Something like that.
Can you say the names again?
Sorry?
Can you say the names again, the five?
Yes, Rusty and Todd, John and Louie, and Will.
Okay.
So if you can just let us know, we'll adjust accordingly. It's going to be awesome. Look forward to it.
It's going to be awesome. For one of you.
Not so much.
The possibility you could do more promotion next year because my inbox is going to be empty, you know, without...
On to trustee comments. Anyone?
Yeah. Gail, the
National Association of State Retirement Administrators was August 5 through 9. Did uh-huh. we send anybody?
Got the 30 notices.
How was it?
It was good. I at the last board meeting, I talked a little bit about it, but it was good. It was good to get I did some networking. I talked with some other folks. And also, they produce a roll call of the states, so you get a good sense of what some other...
were there a lot of California...
There were a few California plans. Some 37 acts went. I thought it was a good conference overall. And actually, next year, the annual meeting, the one that I attended, because they have a winter one in January also, is actually being held in San Diego, in next August. So that's one that some trustees might want to check out, just because there are trustees from other plans. And although we're not an actual voting member, because we're not a statewide plan, there are a number of state plans that are, you know, around the same size and assets as we are. So, you know, it was kind of eye-opening, some of the plans and some of the situations, and it's good to get perspective on, there's a number of areas that, you know, I'm very proud of our plan on. And it's good to see, you know, it's good to get that perspective. And there's folks that have, you know, really great things going on, and some that are struggling with things that we're not struggling with. And it's good to kind of see where we fall in that mix.
How many are becoming independent employers like we did?
That wasn't a central topic at all.
Okay.
Anything else, Jerry?
That was it. I was just curious about that. When it was
Rusty?
Just as an FYI, our former trustee, Debbie Allen, speaking this Friday at the Contra Costa Taxpayers Association Board of Directors Breakfast Meeting, mm-hmm. just down the street at Denny's.
Oh,
and it's from 7:45 to 9.
She's taking Bart. She may be late.
She might be late. She might be talking about that, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
I
with the police escort.
And a food taster.
We get a lot of phone calls from law enforcement. People want to know about the rates going up in July. Do we ever consider sending out a notification?
Is
there something? I didn't personally get it.
We send contribution rate packets out. You mean for the upcoming July or the following
one? Their July rates went up, all of ours did. And
the one that just happened in July.
The employee rates.
They were calling me, asking me how come I didn't know it was going up and then why. And I explained best I could, but a few of them asked if we could possibly notify them when the rates are going up, something along those lines.
Well, after evaluation, you know, there's that 18-month lag, and
right.
and so after that's concluded, we have contribution rate packets, and those are provided to all the employers so that they know what the rates are going to look like. And typically, employers are the ones providing that communication to their employees, but it's something we can take a look at.
Is there a risk that it's going out too early? In other words, you've got 12 of the 18 months, you've got 6 months that are the preparation time for the evaluation. Now you've got another year before it becomes effective if you're sending the notice out 11 months ahead of time. It's probably not going to stay.
There's a number of different things we do with employers, but one of them is we do have an annual mailing that we provide, and I'll take a look to see what we can do on providing more updates.
Can't say something will.
No, I was going to say, I think certainly that's something the county, but through each department, would probably want to figure that out. And through the sheriff's department, again, as they were preparing their budget, they knew exactly what the employer and the employee contribution were going to be, a year ago. So
right.
It would be very helpful, perhaps. It might be something internally within the sheriff's department where, you know, a notice goes out saying, you know, based on Cesera's rate, next month you're going to see a little change. And it might be something, you know, department wide. I'll mention it to David Twa, maybe reminding department heads, you know, hopefully next year won't be so bad. So, you know.
So, just from experience, the employers have not been notifying or communicating regarding rate changes for the employees or the active members, just in my experience. I've never seen that. What I started doing is, and I worked with Christine on this latest one, which is the PEPRA had a huge hit. The PEPRA members in one of the two tiers had a huge hit of like 5%. And that was based off, and Christina, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was based off the actuaries, before the PEPR members were even here, they were essentially projecting what the normal cost would be for based off average entry age for the employee. And once the new employees for PEPR were hired, the number was actually, it would be higher. The average entry age was higher. Mm-hmm. So it essentially affected, based off our experience, it affected a 5% rate change for those PEPR members. So what I did was I had a number of members also, you know, inquire about this, and I was surprised. And so I just sent out, I got a little explanation from Christina, who contacted Siegel on the explanation. And then I provided that essentially in a quote, and I sent it out to all of my department, all of my members, just to explain it. And then I also gave them the valuation for next year that we just had.
That we just did.
We just did. And I said, hey, on page whatever,
yeah,
it's a one, it's going to work. And I can't remember the numbers. It's like a 0.5 or a point, or it's a 1% or something like that. That's expected. But that's not the employee contribution letter. That's. But it's probably a good guide. It's probably going to be right around in there in terms of per cost group. Cost
like I was pool. Setting people a link to do like that with retirees. To your AC, whatever, I'd sent them the link and said this should be where your entry age is. Look here. Nobody was really upset about it other than they just did blindsided them and they wanted to know why. So I thought even just something saying expect.
In the newsletter.
And again, like with Canada, saying maybe that's something that can come from
here, the newsletter. It should probably come to each department, but I'm going to, my next meeting with David Twa, I'll see what we might be able to do to encourage department heads to disseminate that each, you know, the end of the fiscal year.
Just because we've got a net reduction next year overall, but they're going, I suspect, some individual plans, groups will have an increase. Mm-hmm. Probably the worst thing we could do is say you're going to have a decrease on average, and I get mine, and it's gone up. So
that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying expect a change, and you can refer to something to see what your new rate will be, something along those lines.
Fine.
And with that, Gabe, I mean, if you're talking internally with each department, it would be helpful, too, to talk about this is what you're going to be paying toward your retirement, but generally there's also an increase based upon the MOU you have with the county too. So it would be helpful for each department to send that out, or each bargaining unit to send that out saying, here's the raise that's coming your way, that's or true. Here's the deductions that per our MOU, but you will also be seeing this increase on your retirement. And so it almost would behoove, I would say, almost the leadership with the bargaining unit to sort of look at that going forward and work with the department head, the sheriff, to get that in your case.
There. Okay, what I'll do is I'll forward you the email that I sent out to during the PEPR thing. So that'll help you.
Me also?
Sure. Yeah.
Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, meeting adjourned.
Yay!
No
motion. We don't need a motion. We don't need to vote on it.
Yeah. Oh, we make enough motions.